You're using Windows 2000.
Absolutely.
With old 63,000 bugs.
Actually, mine has 62,000. I caught 1,000 of them myself.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it later, but yes.
All right.
It was a big week for the big guy. BG.
I don't think it was a big week. Well, you haven't heard a thing. It was like it came and gone, and nobody talked about it.
Well, that's one perspective. Another perspective is that for those people who went to the McKinnon Center for the launch,
mm-hmm.
they were expecting 2,000. They got 5,000. Not just 5,000. So...
But I'm talking about from media, from the media side.
Right.
You know,
I think the media is...
When 95 was launched, it was like everything stood still. When 98, everybody knew about it. Now here, it's hardly was mentioned.
Well, also when 95 was launched, the Stones, they paid the Stones to sing the song. So that's the problem. They didn't spend enough money.
We had
Patrick Stewart now. We had he was with BG, the big guy, introducing it. And, you know, he's just the captain.
Is it working?
I love it. But we'll talk. I mean, there's a lot to talk about in when the ship arrives.
In other words, he's trying to evade, so it's not working.
It's working perfectly.
It's not working. No, you said we'll talk about it.
No, we'll talk about the installation issues. Once you get it installed, it's great.
All right, fine. 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound at 50 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls, and we pay for them. Marshall.
Good morning.
Good morning again. Marshall Brain.
Yes.
Is that your real name?
It is my real name, yes.
It is.
My birth certificate.
Okay. Are you the brains behind the whole thing?
I started it. Uh-huh. Yes, I wouldn't say I'm the brains behind the whole thing, but I began How Stuff Works as a site initially for teenagers to just help them understand how all the technology you see around you every day works, and I did it as a single person working out of my study at home, and I added one article a week, and so something happened, which sometimes happens in the internet, where it kind of exploded and became an extremely popular place. So now I'm one part of what makes it work, but there's 10 or 12 others that are helping me to do it.
Well, it's going to happen if you got Steve with you, that's for sure.
Steve's doing a lot
we
of stuff.
We saw what happened to Island.
That's true.
Yep. He's good at that. He's going to take your places, huh?
Well, he's...
He's taking it places.
Extremely good at connecting people together. So
oh, yeah.
Great at that.
You said technology.
Yes.
To explain to teenagers how technology... Is it all about technology?
Well, now it's starting to broaden out into things like... how your body works,
mm-hmm.
how...
So it's not just technology.
Yeah. It started off with electronics and engines, because that's what I do, and now mm-hmm. as we get more people working with us, we can go into a lot of other places.
And are you looking for other people to write stuff for it, or you have all the resources?
No, it's great when an expert can help us with a certain area. Like one of the recent articles that came up was an anesthesiologist talking about how anesthesia works. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know a lot about anesthesia, but she is doing it every day, and it's a fascinating article, actually. So finding experts who can come to us and help us with new articles is a great thing.
And how do you check those? I mean, how do you check that what she wrote is really... I mean, I'd like to write one about brain surgery.
Yeah, you probably would.
How do you check that this is really?
Well, we actually have four doctors working with us now,
okay.
So they cross check each other, and she's a board certified anesthesiologist and so on. So
people that come to the site have a way to like you say that we're interested in such and such. Is there something like this, or somebody who's an expert in a field that can say, you know, I can write something for that, and yep, they don't have that.
Right.
They get in touch with you and they say, I want to write something.
Yeah, so at the on the homepage it says write for How Stuff Works. And my feeling is that everybody's an expert at something.
Oh, yeah.
So, we all have an area that we know probably more than anybody else about. So there's just an unlimited possible number of articles. The idea is sort of how blank works. You can put anything in that blank, and that's what makes the site so interesting. Is there's so much?
It is interesting. It's very interesting. It is very well laid out, and the explanation, the articles are so down to earth. I mean, you understand what they're talking about.
Yeah. That's the point of the site, isn't
that's
it?
That's the whole point of it. Yeah, but there are a lot of
I'm
sites.
Sorry, but...
Yep. No, don't be sorry.
No, I mean, but that's... I love the site, too. What I wanted to ask Marshall, now, you have a book that you did first on this, right?
I wrote a bunch of books on Microsoft technology, actually.
Right.
And then I've also written a book for teenagers called The Teenager's Guide to the Real World. But I've not ever written a book on how things work. It just turns out that's a very big space in bookstores, the how science works, how technology works. That's a big space in bookstores. So there are lots of books that are called How Things Work, and we just are in that space.
Okay, so how do you pick what you want to write about? Is it just what people ask for and they say, I came in and I couldn't find someone?
So we have about five ways we use to figure out what we're going to write about. One is people asking questions. So we get 300 or so questions a day that are submitted to the site. So you sort through those and see what's most popular. We have a suggestion area. We have people who accost me in restaurants and so on and say, why haven't you written about blank? And they, depending on how much they accost me, they could get a lot of emphasis on. So, and then there's just what am I interested in? What are people on the staff interested in? Someone brought up the topic about tattoos. They wanted to get a tattoo and wanted to know how tattoos work. And we all said, ooh, that sounds like an interesting article. So we went out to a tattoo parlor, found out how tattoos worked, and it was an extremely popular article. So sometimes you just kind of have a gut feeling of something that people would be interested in once you hear the idea.
This sounds like something that you never run out of stuff to do.
Really? Because just keep adding.
There's always something to write about, which is very interesting. 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone, pound at 50 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls, and we're talking with Marshall Brain of HowStuffWorks.com. If you have any questions, feel free to call in, and Steve Christian is in the background there also.
Yes.
No, we'll take them. No, no, she's not ready.
Yes, we don't want any more dead air.
I know. Why not? We have about 30 seconds. I learned from experience not to let you start talking when that's the case, because then we're running into trouble.
He's picking on. I want you all to call in and tell me he's picking on me. Kyle, where are you? Kevin, where are you? I need my group help.
I tell you what, maybe they'll call after we'll get back from the break. Meanwhile, your calls are coming up next. Right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Bye. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we're talking in the studio with Marshall Brain of how stuff works.
Either way.
Your brain, your stuff is his things, or his things are your stuff. Something like that.
And where's your brains? I don't know.
I have no idea. You see, what I figured out finally now is that we are indeed a technology show because we deliver late and it's full of bugs. Now, who does that remind you of?
They're going to get you. They're going to get you.
No, they like me.
They're going to get you.
I spend too much money with them. They like me.
Marshall, let's go back. Tell us about some of the articles that are coming down.
Coming down the pipe. On Friday, I was with the Carolina Panthers and met with their equipment manager, going through all the equipment that a pro football team uses.
Wow.
And that was... That was a mind-blowing experience, actually. You're thinking, well, they put on some pads and they throw some shoes on. The shoes are nuts. They burn through, I think, 2,500 pairs of shoes a season on this team. So, and this is normal, 2,500 pairs of shoes.
No wonder Nike makes so much money. Just one team and a bad team.
That is not nice.
That is very not nice.
Well,
but that's Larry.
They were incredibly nice people down there.
Were they?
And a beautiful, beautiful facility. So I learned a tremendous amount from them. And
so that's one thing that's coming up.
Yep. Been working on a big article with the Motorola Racing team. Their Champ car, their Indy car style racing. The whole car, from the aerodynamics, the electronics, the composite structure of the body, the teams, in Champ car racing, when they do the race on Sunday, there's about 3,000 or 4,000 radios being used by the different crews and cars and stuff. Each car has 4 radios transmitting off of it the whole time. Each tire, this is unbelievable, each tire has its own little radio on it that's transmitting back to the car its pressure in real time, and then that goes up to the data logging system. It's unbelievable how much technology is in one of those cars.
So what does the driver do anymore? I mean, it's almost like...
The drivers, they're...
He just controls it.
He's going... They do both road courses and ovals in Champ car racing, and... When he's in a turn, he's experiencing about 5 Gs going around a turn. He's doing that twice every 30 seconds. They're under incredible stress the whole time. They're amazingly fit people to keep up with that for several hours. I learned a ton from doing that article. So there's that coming down the pipe. We've got our writers is Deb Selinsky. She did the one on tattoos, which is a fantastic article. I never knew a thing about tattoos, and the whole nine yards, she did that. But one she's working on, last week she did one on cruises, how cruise lines work and so on, how you can go on cruises. And this week there's one on cockroaches with an NC State professor. You think they're just bugs, you know, they're crawling around on your floor or something, but they're like this evolutionary miracle. So that whole thing, like, let's get some good PR going for cockroaches. There's a lot of really...
And they have a MIDI in the background. Da, 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 da. Yeah. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. We're talking with Marshall Brain of How Stuff Works. And you can go to www.howstuffworks.com and see... and see what we're talking about. You won awards.
We've won...
Not an award, awards.
We've won a number of awards, and it's both shocking and gratifying to win these because, the first award, the major award that we won was the Coolest Site on the Internet Award from Cool Site of the Day. So I went to the award ceremony in New York, and there were 70 companies in that competition, including Amazon and... iVillage and Motley Fools and, big multi-million dollar sites. And they were all chopped up into 14 categories. So I won the category. I knew they had dragged me up there because I had won something. So, I won the category and I expected that. But then when they announced the overall show winner for the 70 companies, they announced How Stuff Works was it. So here I am. I'm one guy. I'm working out of my study.
Uh-huh.
I'm hosting this for $30 a month at a virtual hosting service, and I won the whole competition. And that was sort of an eye-opening thing because it said there's something here that's a little bigger than what first seemed. So that was a good award to win. And we won... a really nice award from Popular Science magazine, one of the 50 best technology sites. And then the readers have been allowed to vote for the best of that 50, and we won that competition as well. So the People's Choice kind of award went to How Stuff Works. This month, just a whole bunch of stuff coming down. We were in Forbes magazine. We were in Entertainment Weekly. We appeared on the History Channel. We won a big Library Reference Site award. Just been a really good year so far for things.
Which comes to show you that what you started as a hobby, you did it because you really wanted to do something, not because you were looking to get something. And this is nice when you do stuff like that. I mean, many times people start websites because they say, "Oh yeah, if I do this, then." They would pay me something, or they would, and it doesn't work like this. But if you do it from the heart, you really want to do something for somebody, and just entertain yourself in a way, and It's weird how it happens.
It works out sometimes. Yeah, it is. And I remember one of the earliest articles I did was on cell phones, mm-hmm. because you know, I use a cell phone every day. And you have this thing in your hand, and you're thinking, now, what is this really doing? How is this working? And questions like that, they just kind of suck you into the whole thing.
Yeah, you start with what you're doing and what you can have put your hands on.
Right.
And you go to bigger and better things. Well, I don't know about bigger and better, but different things that now it's. Do you see this as? Do you work or is this it? I mean, do you have another job or is that it? I mean, you're doing this as a full time.
I worked as the president of a company in Raleigh called Interface Technologies up through the end of June last year, and. There, and I would work on how stuff works an hour a night or
right.
something like that. And then it just got to the point where I was getting like 5,000 emails a month, and you can't even process them anymore. And
right.
so I had to I left my job there just to kind of focus on it full time. And then hooked up with a business partner, Marco Frazional, who is handling the business side of this enterprise, and I focus on the content side and the writing. So
this is your livelihood, right?
Yeah, it is.
And you see it going places, I'm sure. It should.
Well, it's a little bit like an encyclopedia, a little bit like a magazine, a little bit like, you know, we'd like to see it become a TV show and things like that. So we hope it will.
Oh, that will be very interesting.
It'd be a whole lot better than How to Marry a Multimillionaire. I mean.
Yeah.
No, I think that would be a great show. Because then we can, you know, questions like, how does an IPO work?
Right. Well, one of the articles I'm working on pretty intensely, hopefully come out in the next week or two, is how stuff works.
Good.
So just to kind of talk about where does the site come from now that it's, you know, we got venture capital backing in December. So how does venture capital work and what's actually happening there? How do you go for your second and third rounds? What's the path to an IPO if you're going to go that path?
Terrific.
And then the whole technology behind it, like what does your server look like and how does it work and where does it live and who's involved? It, you know, it's a really interesting
article.
So
where do you see the company going, really? I mean, what are your plans?
I think if everything goes right, what I would like to see it become is just an incredible source of information on the web that then broadens out into other media. So I could see us having a television show, for example. I think that would be a fantastic. Just that whole champ car thing. That
mm-hmm.
is so unbelievable that there's that much technology in these cars. Make a great show. There could be a magazine. There'll be books. We're working with a company over in Cary on 3D stuff. So there'll be CDs and stuff that go with it. You kind of take your body apart in 3D and understand how all the different organ systems work. So it's just a variety of media around how everything around us works. The really neat thing about it, like you said, is once you learn about cell phones, for example, you realize how simple they are.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff, it all seems really complicated until you understand that all the cell phone is really a multi-channel CB radio that happens to do all the switching for you. And that's it. It's nothing magic inside there. So that makes people feel really good to understand the technology and feel like they have some control over it. And especially teenagers, that they could get into it themselves, like they could become a cell phone engineer or that they could design hard disks or whatever it is, because the basic technology behind everything is really straightforward.
Uh-huh.
So,
what other than the cell phones, what is your favorite article, the favorite, how it works?
I really like the one on engines. That was the first one I wrote, actually. It's the most popular article on the site. So I've
jet engines?
Just regular car engines. Mm. There's a good one on jet engines, too, and diesel engines, and two-stroke engines, and steam engines. But just the regular car engines, it has a really good feeling to it. I did one recently on flintlock rifles. The whole, you know, what were colonial Americans using? And that I really enjoyed because that's technology that was 200 or 300 years old. Modern guns really aren't that much different from flintlock guns. So you could look at it at that perspective and see how simple it was. And then, you know, it also talks about percussion cap rifles and stuff. And that was a really good story from a historical aspect and also from just an educational aspect.
And what's the best question you ever got from somebody?
Mm.
Is there one?
You get some really strange questions, actually. Many of them not suitable for family radio.
Okay.
But I think the one I got the most was, when you pull up to a traffic light, how do people know, or how does the traffic light know that you've pulled up? Like, mm-hmm. And the technology behind that is really straightforward, but it's hidden under the road, so you can't see it. And that was a good one to answer.
Let's talk about this. Is it just under the road, or they have other sensors also? Because some lights that you get close to, the radar detector goes off in a weird. And you know, oh, well, they're sensing to see if somebody's coming or going.
Right. Well,
very interesting.
A lot of the lights in big cities now can actually take your picture if you run through them and stuff. So there are some other technologies getting laid on top of them. But the basic sensor thing is just a loop of wire in the road. And,
yeah.
But
you have to be on top of it for them to know.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a problem somewhere in Cary where they moved the intersection a little bit back, and the loop was at the top, and
nobody could ever turn left.
Some people will not stop at the white line.
Right.
They'll stop a car length ahead of it. And if that happens, that light never, never turned green. I'm serious. A few times, and that's when I was in Cary, working in Cary, and many times you would get out of the car and you would ask the driver ahead of you to please pull out because of that. And you see where it's in the road, and ridiculous. Now you see a lot of them that they put a few of them.
Yes.
One behind the other. So that makes more sense. But yeah, here's technology. Here's how technology not working for you.
Right.
You know, here's the engineers moving the intersection, but not the sensors. Anyway. And you're having fun going out. You have to go out and do a lot of that stuff. You don't sit in the office and, like you say, about the car,
right.
The racing car.
Yeah, I went down 2 weeks ago. I was in Miami, and then I also covered a race that was back in Fontana, California, back in October. So a lot of it's just meeting with people and hearing their story and learning about the technology they use. A lot of it you can... you can get from books or, the web's the greatest thing that ever happened for someone who wants to know how stuff works. It's unbelievable how much of a library it's becoming. Just huge.
You have to watch out for the information there, though.
It's true. You have to look for the sources and so on.
Yeah.
Wow, is there a lot of information on the web. So one thing we try to do is give you a place where you can go as your starting point. So if you want to know how cell phones work, you start here, and then there's a whole bunch of links.
To go to.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's laid out real nice. All right, and we'll be back after a ticker, and we'll take your calls, too. Right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell South Mobile to DCS 1000, 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. We pay for them. And we're talking with Marshall Brain of How Stuff Works, howstuffworks.com. And we're finding out how our stuff is really working. During the break, Steve mentioned something about a book that you did write. You're saying, I didn't write this. Something about teenagers?
I wrote a book for teenagers. I had a really tough time as a teenager, actually. Part of that was my father died when I was 15, and, just kind of put a cloud over the whole thing. So there were a lot of things that I found were never, ever taught to us in school or in college, and would be really useful to know, and that most successful people end up learning somehow, either from their parents or from people they run into. They collect the knowledge early, and that helps them become successful. So I sat down and made a big list over 3 or 4 years of things I wish someone had told me when I was 16 so that I could have accelerated my my ramp-up time there and wrote it all up in a book. And the book's done really well. My wife and I actually formed a microscopic publishing company to publish it, and it's now going into its fourth printing. It won a great award from the New York Public Library in 99 as one of the 50 best books for teens.
So where do people pick it up?
Well, you can get it in any bookstore.
Okay.
And so you can get it off of Amazon.
And it's called?
The Teenager's Guide to the Real World. And
by Marshall Brain. And
and that is his name.
Yeah, it really is.
Back to how stuff works. Are there, like, top articles, top things that people always look at? Do you run a this week top or this month top? Or
there's a very consistent top 10 or so at the site. And then there's articles that become super popular based on their time of year. Like, there's an article on Christmas, which obviously isn't super popular right now, but in November, December is hugely popular. So engines, car engines is the top article all the time. Another really popular one is the one on how web servers work and how web pages work. So one talks to you about how the internet really is wired together, and the other one talks about how you can build your own web page and get it up on the air. Those are our perennial favorites. The one, like, things we see every day are really popular. So cell phones, CDs, jet engines. If you're in an airplane, you're obviously a little bit concerned about what's going on there. So there's
or not.
Well, that's true. There's a really interesting article on toilets that always is in the top 10. That one, I never would have thought to write how toilets work, but it showed up in the question and suggestion file so much that I was compelled to do it and immediately became a top 10 article. So I guess we use those every day, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions or I mean, again, I haven't done enough exploring on your site, but political issues, how the political system works. I mean, we're coming up to an election year.
Right.
A lot of teens will be voting for the first time. They'll be 18.
That's right.
Do you do any of those, or are you going to do any of those? Or
we have one up on how election campaigns work. So I have one of the House of Representatives candidates down in South Carolina was nice enough to let me look at his campaign. His name's Andy Brack. He's running for the first congressional district in South Carolina. So the whole idea of how do you build an organization and how do you get money and how do you advertise yourself, and that's really just starting to get into people's consciousness now.
Well, that's what I was thinking. The timing of this is going to be this is the year.
Yep.
In this election year, We change presidents. We know for sure he won't have the job next year, by law. And
back
all kinds
to business
of things
here.
No, I'm serious. This is a very important year, and I just wondered how many for teens especially, because young people notoriously have poor voter turnout. And I believe, among all the voting groups, they're the lowest. And I believe it's because they don't get enough civics and enough knowledge about how the political system works and affects them. So what a wonderful way for them to get to how this stuff works and how what it means to you. So I'm going to write you a whole bunch of questions and send them in to you. So
I wish you would.
So I will stuff the ballot box here on, that.
Talking about ballot box, how many emails do you get a day, ma'am?
A day we're running probably 500 or 600 now.
Wow.
It's a shocking amount of email that comes in.
Are all your servers in-house?
They're all housed over at a company in Raleigh called Interland.
Okay, so you don't do it locally.
We don't have
it. I should have thought about that.
I was going to say.
Never mind.
So we have them over there because you need someone watching them 24 hours a day, and you also need big pipes going out to the Internet, and we couldn't possibly afford those as an individual company. So there's four boxes over there that manage the site, and it's been a really interesting process going from a $30 a month hosting service to a multi-$1,000 a month kind of four server arrangement. So
very, very good. Very good. That means it's developing.
Make a great article.
Okay, and your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sport Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South and Bell to DCS phone, pound 850 on your old Bell cell phone.
We're back.
They just barge in, don't they?
Wherever we want. We are Microsoft. Resistance is futile, you will be assimilated. Well, this was the big week. You see, we spent $1 billion, 5 years, and we come out with an operating system that has 63,000 bugs in it. Now.
And worth $2,000.
The problem with Windows 2000 is there isn't just one. Do you know there are four versions?
No.
Yes. There's a version called Windows 2K Professional, and that's the direct successor to Windows Workstation. Then there's Windows NT or Windows 2000 Server, that is the linear descendant of NT Server, NT 4.0 Server. But there's more. There's Windows 2000 Advanced Server, which supports multiprocessors, and is for the large business, the enterprise. These are all officially released, but we've got another one coming called Windows 2000 Data Server, or Data Center Server, which is TBA. Now, I think it's supposed to be out in a couple months. This is for the largest enterprise, for data warehousing, the kind
Let's
of...
Let's talk about what's out.
Large scale.
Because this is vaporware.
The whole thing has been vaporware as far as I'm concerned. Now, another of the interesting things is not only are there many versions, there's many ways to buy them and many costs out there. You can go to shop.microsoft.com, and they'll send you an upgrade version for only $221.
From what to what?
Good question. Very specific. You can upgrade from Windows 95, 98, NT351, or 4.0.
So four different upgrades.
Now, one thing, it will check to see if you have that on your system.
Oh, okay.
Now, you cannot be running a trial version and try to use the upgrade because it won't install. I tried that. You can also install it from some of the betas.
Can you uninstall your trial version and go back to 98?
No.
So anybody who has a computer that was using it for productively.
It was a fool to put a trial version on.
You're stuck.
You're stuck.
What now, do you do? Can you get the full version?
No,
I mean, seriously, now, here, my whole livelihood is on that computer, and I've got the trial version because I was trying to be nice and help.
What you need to do is, the installation process is not intuitive at all, because when you buy the product off the shelf, shrink wrap, you get a CD. Well, if you put that CD in and try to run it and try to upgrade, you have there's no end of problems. So what you need to do, and it's in one paragraph midway through an installation manual, is to go onto the CD on another computer, or your existing one, and make four installation floppies. That's not hard to do. They tell you how to do it, but you've got to know where to look.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start, just like we used to start installing, with a flop, boot from a floppy. It goes through four of these suckers. And meantime, you're sitting there looking at your machine. It's not in use. And you're having a lot of fun doing whatever. And at that point, at the end of the four floppies, because this is just like installing NT4.0, we had to put on them floppies.
Yeah, but I was just going to say that I just saw people installing 4.0 without floppies, directly from the CD.
On
a blank hard drive. It's on it, but you have to know where to go.
You have to know where to go.
Oh, no, you boot with it. I'm sorry. You boot with a CD.
There are bootable CDs.
Everything goes.
Well, I still don't trust that. I've tried that. So at the end of four floppies in 20 minutes, you put in the CD, and it checks for a previous version. At this point, if you don't have anything on your hard drive, what it asks you for is either a CD of 95, 98 or NT351.
No 31 anymore, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Once you find that, you can upgrade or do a clean install. My strong, strong recommendation is do a clean install. You mm-hmm. just you can never win with these things. And this is how you have to install this sucker. Now, you've paid for this privilege. And believe me, you pay for this privilege.
And you probably have to be online, too, don't you?
Well, it helps because you need to do some registration stuff in the end. And,
oh,
and let's get back to this in a while because the last thing before the break is what annoyed me most about this whole thing were the various prices. The best price I could find was off buy.com where it was advertised for $99, but that was you had to pay them first $168, and you could get a $70 rebate if you still had some of the original stuff that you got from NT, like your proof of purchase. Who the hell? Who has that anymore?
Well, you have
you got
CD.
Your CD. No, you want to send a CD back? They won't accept it.
Well, I had a situation like this, and they got me. They allowed me to make a copy of the stick the CD in this copier and fax it right there and then, so they know that I didn't go to borrow one.
Well,
said,
I mean,
if you have it here, just make a copy right now and send it. And
see, I don't understand why these rebates work anyway. Just tell me that the price you're going to sell
it. How do rebates work?
How do rebates work? And why do they do them to you?
Anyway, we'll get back with that after the break. And your calls are coming. This is the end of the first hour. We're going to be back next hour. Take any questions or comments about computers. And we'll keep on talking with Marshall Brain of how stuff works right after the ticker right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.